Here are some example questions on the topic of self, family and friends. This is just the first instalment. There will be more questions to follow where you can show off your knowledge of the future and the past tenses. For now, we're just going to be concentrating on the present tense. Question 1. Tu as des frères ou des sœurs? Do you have brothers or sisters? Oui, j'ai une sœur. Okay, now that was an answer, but here, to get as many points as you can, you want to give as much details as you can. So, for me, I'd say, oui, j'ai une sœur. Elle s'appelle Susan. Elle a 14 ans et elle est très sociable. Je m'entends bien avec ma sœur, mais quelquefois, nous nous disputons. Next question. Tu as un animal à la maison? Okay, here you can give a short answer or a long answer. The longer, the better. So, answer 1. Non, je n'ai pas d'animal. More details. Non, je n'ai pas d'animal. Je voudrais un chien, mais ma mère a dit non. Parce que la maison est trop petite et nous n'avons pas de jardin. No, I don't have a pet. I would like a dog, but Mum said no because the house is too small and we don't have a garden. Alternative response. Oui, j'ai un chat. Again, more details, please. Oui, j'ai un chat. Il s'appelle Félix et il est grand et noir. Il a les yeux verts. Il adore le poisson. Yes, I've got a cat. He's called Félix and he's big and black. He's got green eyes and he loves fish. Next question. Asking to describe a family member. Here I've chosen Mum. Décris ta mère. Elle est petite. Comme moi, elle a les cheveux noirs et les yeux bruns. Elle est française. Elle est professeure. Elle est intelligente et sympa. And you could say whether or not you get on with her. Je m'entends bien avec ma mère. I get on well with Mom. Ou je ne m'entends pas très bien avec ma mère. So here you said, she's small, like me. She's got black hair and brown eyes. She's French. Do say her nationality. You can say her profession. I said she is a teacher. And I said she is intelligent and nice. Okay, next question. Est-ce que tu joues au football avec tes amis? So this could be a question about any sort of pastime. Do you play football with your friends? And again, you can say oui or non, but you really need to give as much detail as you can. So, for example, oui, je joue un match tous les samedis au parc. Here you've given loads of details. You said yes, I play a match every Saturday in the park. Or you could say non, je n'aime pas le football. Mais j'adore aller au cinéma. So here you've given an opening for the next bit of the conversation. Here you said, no, I don't like football, but I love cinema, for example. And then again, you can go into more details. For example, je viens de voir Quantum of Solace. J'ai aimé le film parce que c'était très intéressant. Now, this is a really nice show of reconstruction. You said, je viens de voir. I have just seen. Je viens de voir Quantum of Solace. Then you also showed off that you knew your passé composé because you said, j'ai aimé le film. I liked the film. Parce que, because, c'était, it was, très intéressant. Very interesting. That would get you some good points. Next question. Qu'est-ce que tu aimes faire avec tes copains? Or, qu'est-ce que tu aimes faire avec tes amis? What do you like to do with your friends? And again, as much detail as you can. I'm going to give you 3 examples. I'm not going to translate them. I'm sure you'll be able to understand them, listen to them, listen again if you need to. Example 1. J'aime faire de l'équitation parce que j'adore les chevaux. J'ai un cheval brun qui s'appelle Tonto. Example 2. J'aime faire de la natation et je vais à la piscine chaque vendredi. Example 3. Again with that show-offy construction, je viens de. J'aime la lecture. Je viens de finir Harry Potter. C'était intéressant. End of this section.